Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hi there. This week, we're looking at the life of William Tyndale on Life Questions. He's an incredible character in English history. He lived a long, long time ago in the 1500s. You know, there are many things that William Tyndale translated that we still use in everyday language. For instance, we would use the expression my brother's keeper, or the word Passover or scapegoat. These are words that he put into the English language when he translated the Bible, which became the precursor to the King James translation of the Bible. Also expressions like fall flat on his face, go the extra mile, the powers that be. William Tyndale dedicated his life to the great work of translation, and he eventually completed the whole of the New Testament and the first two sections of the Old Testament. He actually ended up giving his life for the privilege of translating Scripture and was eventually martyred for the sin of giving the Scriptures to the common man in a common language. It was a great tragedy that his life was taken before he was able to complete the remaining books of the Old Testament, in particular Proverbs, Psalms and the other books of poetry or wisdom. He was born into the family of Baron Adam de Tyndale, who was his father. William Tyndale only lived for 40 years, but he dedicated his whole life to the translation of Scriptures. There is a portrait of William Tyndale in Oxford, and it says on it, "To scatter Roman darkness by this light, the loss of land and life, I'll reckon slight." When it came towards the end of his life in 1535, he was in prison in a castle 8 miles north of Brussels. He requested his Hebrew Bible and his Hebrew primer. His coat was worn, he had a head cold, and he was sitting in the dark and asked for a lamp to assist his reading in the evening. This man is quite an outstanding man in English history and in Bible history. Some of the things that he said still make a big impact. He said this, for instance, "Sin is a natural poison which does not appear necessarily immediately, but it will surface eventually." He believed, like Martin Luther, who was a compatriot in one sense, but in Germany, he believed that justification was by faith alone. The Bible says, "By grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." William Tyndale believed the Bible. He believed the Word of God. He believed Scripture was given by inspiration of God. As a young man, he had been brought up in Gloucestershire, and he ended up becoming the tutor for a couple whose names were Sir John and Anne Walsh. He was the man who tutored their children, but at the same time he was translating Scripture. When I was talking to some children about this recently in a school, I was very interested to notice that one of the verses he was translating one day was in John chapter 10, which says, "I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish." So John Walsh came into the room that day and he said, "Well, William, what have you been up to today? I suppose you've translated a chapter, or I suppose you've translated maybe a paragraph." "Oh no," said William, "I've only translated this little verse. I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Oh, he loved to translate Scripture because he realised that this was the Word of God. I want to talk to you about this picture that is found now in the National Portrait Gallery in London. It was produced in the late 17th or 18th century. As the subject of the portrait, Tyndale is seated, dressed in all in black and surrounded by a subdued dark brown background. His hands and his face seem to glow from the light of a candle that is hidden from view. Tyndale's left hand is balancing a book, keeping it horizontal lest it fall. This book is a Bible. the collection of the divinely inspired writings that Tyndale devoted his life to translating from Hebrew and Greek into English. His right hand appears to be resting on a dark table, and with his right index finger, he's pointing emphatically to the Bible. Tyndale is directing the observer's attention away from himself, and instead of drawing every eye towards this sacred book, and instead of directing their attention to himself, he's drawing their eyes towards the sacred book in which he resolutely believed and to which he dedicated his whole life. Now, beneath the Bible, the artist has painted an unfurled banner, seemingly suspended in air, signifying Tyndale as an Oxford and a Cambridge scholar. The writing on the banner is in Latin. I'm not going to read it to you because my Latin's pretty rough. I did it at school for a while, but it's not too good. But this is what it says, what I repeated to you, or quoted to you earlier. To scatter Roman darkness by this light, the loss of land and life I will reckon slight. This bold message represents the life mission of Tyndale, that by translating the Bible into English, this brilliant linguist, by the way, he spoke multiple languages, this brilliant linguist ignited the flame that would banish spiritual darkness in England. Now, sadly, that darkness is returning very fast in our society in the United Kingdom where I live today. But he, by the bringing of God's word to the public domain, he achieved the banishment of darkness, and the light of the glorious gospel of Christ shone into many a heart. Many a person believed the gospel, repented of their sin, and came to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. Now, Tyndale most likely didn't sit for this portrait. He died in 1536. He was strangled to death by an iron chain, after which his corpse was burned and blown up by gunpowder that had been spread around his incinerated body. At the bottom of the portrait, there is a panel giving the explanation of Tyndale's martyrdom. This is what it says in English. This picture represents, as far as art could, William Tyndale, sometime student of this hall, Magdalen, and its ornament, who, after establishing here the happy beginnings of a purer theology at Antwerp, devoted his energies to translating into the vernacular the New Testament and the Pentateuch, a labour so greatly tending to the salvation of his fellow countrymen that he was rightly called the Apostle of England. This portrait is a constant visual reminder of the invaluable treasure of the Bible, that its truths produce spiritual light that lightens darkened hearts and banishes sin when men repent of their sin and brings them to the blessing of forgiveness. William died a young man in 1536. He said one day, "I had perceived by experience how that it was impossible to establish the lay people in any truth except the scripture were plainly seen before their eyes in their mother tongue, that they might see the process, order, and meaning of the text." He believed his passion was to help ordinary people to understand the scripture directly and not through the filter of the church. When accused of wrong, he said, "I never altered one syllable of God's word against my conscience, nor would do this day, for all that it is in earth, whether it be honour, pleasure, riches, might be given me." Before he died, his reported words were said to be, "Lord, open the King of England's eyes." I wonder today if your eyes have been opened through the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ that came into our language of English through a number of men, one of whom was William Tyndale, so that God might be glorified and sinners might be saved. May God bless you through his word. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching Truth Without a Twist, through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.